Rav Soloveitchik used to say over that when he was in Europe, I think Warsaw, I'm not sure where he was. I guess one time it was Motzoi Shabbos, he missed Meirav at his father's shul, so his father sent him over to one of the Hasidish shtibels to catch Meirav. I guess in the Hasidish shtibels, I think it was Gera or whichever one it was, so he got there and they were all maybe singing, Shalashuddis. And then after, he was getting agitated. He was sitting there for a while. He was a kid. He said to one of the Hasidim, like, how much longer? When are they going to have a Meirav here? And the Hasid said to him, Bachar, you looking forward to Chol? You looking forward to when Shabbos is over? We're focusing on Shabbos. We don't want Shabbos to end. We love Shabbos more than during the week. We live for Shabbos, not for during the week. So the Rebbe always used to take that Musar. And he used to always say it later on. Like when they say, Achal Sha'alti, David HaMelech, what was I? Shoel, Shif to Beis Hashem Kol Yemechayai. Everyone's capable of being in the Beis HaMikdash all the time. But it's what you're dreaming about, what you're striving for. If we don't have a Beis HaMikdash now, then the goal is Achal Sha'alti, the goal should be with the Beis HaMikdash. Because we know that's how you define a person, by what's in the mind, like the famous Pshat thanks to Maral. And when the Malachim, when it talks about with Yaakov, with the dream that the Malachi Chutzlaret and Eretz Yisrael, they changed the guard. The Shaila is, Yaakov Avinu was on by the Makam HaMikdash. He wasn't sitting at the border. The answer is, if you're dreaming about Chutzlaret, then you're in Chutzlaret. So too, that's what they say on Yom Kippur. The famous Shaila is, when we begin Yom Kippur, we say, Baruch Shein Kavo Malchuso Lama Ed Alel, because we're like the Malachim, we're like the angels. But, and also at the end in the Ila, we say, Baruch Shein Kavo Alel. Yet, at the end of Meirav, after fasting for 25 hours, or not at the end of Meirav, in Meirav, after fasting 25 hours, we go ahead and we say Baruch Shein Kavod Tzai only. So it's the same as a person is where the mind is. That if you have, when you begin the fast, Yom Kippur, so Kol Nidre, Meirav, so even though you have a full stomach, but since your mind's on fasting, so therefore you're like an angel. You could be fasting 25 hours, but if your mind's on the food, what am I having to break the fast? If your mind is when the Shabbos is over, then Shabbos is over for you. It's like, well, that's what he says over here, called Mis'abal Yushalayim. The one who is Mis'abal Yushalayim, Zocha V'roa. So you'll be Zocha V'roa the Nachama. If you feel the Churban Habayis, if you feel Achal Sha'alta Me'is Hashem Oso Avakesh, so then a person could be ready to begin to feel the Nachama.